Oh, wait, this is the elementary school. Can I pause?
Our students and staff are safe. All information regarding this morning's shooting incident at Marshall County High School will come through.
It's a message
office.
No parent wants to receive, a shooting at your child's school. Heather Adams is in line with more than 100 cars on Kentucky Route 95, just a mile from North Marshall Middle School, where students were bused from Marshall County High. Adams has a 15-year-old at the high school and a 10-year-old at the elementary school. Both are safe. Earlier, she says she was at the high school with frantic parents looking for answers about their children.
I, you know, noticed a lady that was distraught and couldn't find her child, so I was, you know, texting with my son and, you know, asking, you know, do you know where this child is? Is this child safe? And stayed with her while we waited, and that was the shooter's mother. I held her hair while she threw up.
Adam says the mother was in shock.
The shooter took the gun out of her closet and called her and said there's a shooting.
And he was scared.
And that he was scared.
Kentucky State Police have not confirmed how the shooter obtained the handgun used at the school. But if Adam's account proves accurate, it fits a strong pattern. A report by the U.S. Secret Service and the Department of Education found that over two-thirds of students who use guns in violent acts at school got those guns from their own home or that of a relative. That's partly why 27 states have some sort of child access prevention law to encourage the safe storage of firearms and make adults liable if children get access to guns.
We know that those laws work.
That's Hannah Shearer, staff attorney at the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, the legal and policy organization formed after Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was shot in the head in Tucson.
There's research that states that have child access prevention laws have successfully reduced unintentional gun injuries among children and also child suicide. So we know that in states with those laws, fewer kids are getting their hands on their parents' guns and harming themselves with them. So
Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia do not have such a law. Kentucky State Senator Gerald Neal from Louisville introduced a child access law in the last legislative session.
Young people are losing their lives to carelessly stored firearms. And what I wanted to do was lift up the discussion about that. It's intolerable for us not to be proactive about preventing that.
Neal says his bill is not about gun control, but about gun safety. Still, it went nowhere. In Ohio, a similar bill met a similar fate in the last three sessions. The Ohio Valley region has a high percentage of state lawmakers who get a positive rating from the National Rifle Association. An analysis of the NRA's recent ratings show Kentucky has the nation's highest percentage of legislators who got at least an A-minus grade from the NRA. The NRA declined to comment. Still, Heather Adams says people have to speak up about gun owner responsibility.
You have to keep your guns locked, the ammunition needs to be locked, and they need to be locked up in separate places.
This is not the first school shooting in West Kentucky. 20 years ago, a student opened fire on a prayer group at Heath High School, just 30 miles from Marshall County. The shooter got the guns from a neighbor's garage.
I don't care if you've raised your kids to not know how to touch the guns. It doesn't matter. Children are impulsive, their brains are not fully developed, and they will act accordingly. And this is what happens.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.